Yeah, because they don't really have a pass rush without Von Miller.
No, yeah, it's non-existent. Well, like, it's there, but it's, you know, it's not anywhere where it should be.
Yeah.
Because you're so focused on Von, everybody else gets open too, you know? So it's like, it's that tandem effect. But, welcome to the motherfucking Minority Sports Report podcast.
It is.
It is the last week of September.
Fifth week?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's fucking weird.
It's the fifth week of September.
Oh, my God.
And this is your Minority Sports Report.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
I'm Julian. This is Big Black.
I'm Big Black. Yeah.
And Elliot's not here. He went to the Broncos game. So he said he's not feeling well, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say he got a little too celebratory drunk.
Well, yeah, he's not feeling well because he got a little too, you know, a little too shitty. Which is totally fine.
Which is fine after the routing the Denver Broncos took to the Eagles.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. But you know,
I haven't seen a massacre like that in Denver since the Sand Creek Massacre.
It's
real sad. It's real sad.
Okay, but I'm not gonna Google it. What we're gonna do, this is a sports podcast, however, we're not gonna talk about niche sports. Whatever, which is basically anything that's not football.
We will
when football season's over. However,
and we'll mention other stuff here when it's notable. Baseball will obviously once the playoffs start.
Oh, another Breaking Bad reference.
We're counting all the days, all the Breaking Bad sports references we're seeing today. We're at three now.
Yeah, three.
But anyway.
Okay.
John, what do you want to talk about?
We're going to talk about it. We're going to keep the tradition going. We didn't do last week's podcast. I was on vacation.
And I don't know how to edit. So
yeah. And
we don't want to subject you to that.
Yep.
We respect you
because
too much.
We love you.
But all right.
Anywho, Thursday night football, which I didn't see because I was I was here. I came back Thursday morning, but I was playing Grand Theft Auto 5, which if you don't have it, go fucking get it. Anywho, the 49ers played the Rams. And I guess from all accounts that it started off pretty bad for the Rams. I mean, for the 49ers. And then the second half happened, and then I guess they scored like 20-some-odd points.
Oh, yeah, no, there was the first quarter, it was like the Rams were up 3-0, and I'm like, oh, here we go, man. It's going to be another, like, this is going to... And then the 49ers showed up, and we're like, nope, we're the San Francisco 49ers, and you are the St. Louis Rams, and you are going to lose.
Yeah, so that score ended up being 11-35. Yeah, so they scored, San Fran scored 14 in the second, 7 in the third, and then 14 in the fourth. So they scored 35 unanswered points.
Yeah, basically.
which is nuts.
Well, no, I mean, there was 8 points in the fourth quarter the Rams scored.
So. Oh, yeah, that's right. Excuse me.
Question is, Sam Bradford's in the final year of his contract. Ugh. You're the Rams. What do?
You get rid of him, dude.
You get rid of him?
Hell yeah.
You banking on a draft pick?
I'm not necessarily saying a draft pick. Well, you would kind of have to, but I don't even want to get into that right now. Because, A, fuck college football, and B, it's only week four, so I don't really want to talk about that. But he sucks, though. It's a well-known fact.
I mean, okay, this season, career stats, he is has an overall QB rating of 81.2, which is...
Wow.
Not good.
No.
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. This season. But still, 82.1, which is not good.
I think Josh Freeman has like a 60 at the moment.
Oh, Josh.
Which is pretty bad, just to give you some perspective. Like it's like Mark Sanchez numbers. It's bad, man.
But okay. So San Francisco did it, went in there, did what they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Are they back on track? You still worried if you're a San Francisco fan? Or, you know, were the last two games just kind of fluky?
Yeah, you can tweet at us at TMSR on Twitter. TMSR. It's a TMS report, excuse me. Our podcast is TMSR. Excuse me. Yeah.
Sorry, but tweet at us if you're a San Francisco fan. Are you? Does that reassure you? Are you still nervous? Were the last 2 weeks of the two previous weeks just fluky?
Yeah, I don't know. But that was Thursday Night Football, and I don't care if it's the Patriots playing or for you the Broncos playing. Thursday Night Football is usually never like, oh my god, I must see this game.
Yeah, let's be real. If it were up to me, there'd be less Thursday night games because they tend to be really bad.
Wait, what's next week's? The Browns and the Bills. Yeah, the Browns and the Bills on
Browns
Thursday night.
And the Bills in prime time.
I should have saw that commercial. It was incredible.
Oh, can you say excitement?
Yes.
from a national perspective.
Oh, look at all these fans in dog masks.
The Bills are coming to the dog pound.
Ooh, so intense.
I mean, it's a short week. I mean, teams tend to be unprepared.
Yeah.
And, you know, tired.
See, that's the only thing why I like Thursday night games is because it throws you off your game. You have to be on your fucking A game.
Yeah, but I mean, like, they are heavily stacked to whatever the home team is.
Well,
the traveling team tends to lose those games.
But still, it's like, if they're not on their A game, because you do have less time to prepare, but, you know, after you get fucking Friday, Saturday, and then that rest of the, you know, you don't play Sunday, so it's an additional, you know, few days off, which is all right, but...
I would prefer if they did you played the Monday night game or the Thursday night game after your bye week or something like that.
Yeah, that would work, I guess.
Because then you have enough time and it just, you know, and then you can get back and then you have enough time for your next Sunday game, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. It's just, they tend to be shit games.
Yeah.
Like, Monday night, and it's not like Monday night's not guilty of that either.
Oh, no, but, you know, that's the thing. Everybody has to have their equal share, you know, regardless. Yeah, it's a business, and more teams do get more Monday night or Sunday night games versus
others.
Which
is why you're going to see a lot of Broncos,
right.
a lot of Pats.
There's like
a lot of Giants.
Four or five games each for the Pats or the Broncos on prime time, like national games. Like,
yeah,
that's,
whatever the limit is.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. That's like that's almost more than a third of the season. You know, like, it's going to be on, like, national television, which is insane. But, screw Thursday, I'm tired of talking about it. Let's talk about today.
Today is Sunday.
And if you're listening to it on whatever day I publish this, congratulations, you're a week late. Or maybe a day. Or maybe just a few hours.
Probably a day.
I don't have school.
Okay.
Now.
So, let's see. If you're a fan base right now, which performance, which teams are you, like, you panicking about? Which fan base should be in panic?
Okay. I gotta laugh like that because it's so silly to me. Okay, so we've got the winless Buccaneers.
The winless Bucks.
We've got the winless Giants.
Ooh.
We've got the winless Steelers, and we've got, obviously, the winless Jacksonville Jaguars.
But that's no surprise.
The fan base that I know is most impacted by this is, it's got to be the Steelers.
Steelers.
Because New York, you're used to these slides. You know, there's like four or five games where they'll just shit the bed. You know, then the playoffs come and they win a Super Bowl. You know, it's like, it's retarded. Yeah, but the Steelers starting 0-4.
First time since 1968.
Yeah, 68. Do the math. Your parents weren't even born. Just kidding. Most of our parents were born in 68.
Probably.
Yeah.
Some of yours, maybe.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah, that's right. God.
I don't know. My parents are older.
Well, no, my parents were 62 and 63.
Yeah,
both
my parents were 50s.
Yeah, so I was like...
John's a better son because he knows the actual days or the actual years.
I do know the days too, but
I know around the days.
68 is a long freaking time. That's like, yo.
So
racism.
We're at
racism
almost 50 years.
And sexism was commonplace in
47 years. They haven't been this bad in 47 years.
Think about it.
That's how spoiled that fan base is.
Yeah.
You know what, Steeler fans? Suck it up.
Yeah, suck it up.
Suck it up. You got six Super Bowls. You got more Super Bowls than anybody.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
So, you know. You can stand to have some down years. So you got no sympathy for me, but if I was a Steelers fan, but that's the thing, is everyone's like, oh my God, the Steelers are, you know, 0-4. But I'm like, they were 8-8 last year, and they did literally nothing to upgrade any position.
Yeah, in fact, it got worse.
It got worse.
Yeah.
They gave Mike Wallace away, and he was the second best player on the fucking team. So
he's going.
Because, I mean, Troy was great 5 years ago.
Or
even 3 years ago.
Yeah, he was still fucking flying around.
But he's not who he is, who he was.
No.
And it's just that D is not what it was.
Nope.
And, you know. And Big Ben's fine. He's won a couple of Super Bowls, but it's still like, you know, he's not like, nobody's going to be like, oh man, Big Ben's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
No, absolutely not.
Nobody outside of Pittsburgh, and even then I think they'd be like, nah, you know, come on.
Ben Roethlisberger is, my boy Nate said it best. I forget what year it was, but he was like, some of Ben Roethlisberger's game got left on that truck that he got hit by. He was on a motorcycle. And I laughed so hard. Like, I fucking cried when he told me that shit, but it's true. It's like, ever since then, he hasn't been the same. Granted, he got hit by a truck. He was on a motorcycle, but
whatever. He's a fucking...
Yeah, exactly. No sympathy for that fucking alleged...
Whatever, alleged...
Multiple alleged fucking sexual predator guy.
But yeah, Cleveland got its first win today.
Oh, Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland beat Cincy.
Good for them. Which is crazy because I'm like, God damn, Cincy, you're on Hard Knocks, and I was going for you, but you're fucking it up.
Yeah, right. They're the Bungles, man. They're the Bungles.
God, when you guys were like, when your offense was playing your defense, you guys looked so good. And then you play other teams, and it's like, oh, HBO, you're so damn good at what you do.
Okay. What do you think the Giants' final record's going to be?
Oh, the Giants' final record? How many, there's 16 games that 16 they play?
16 games right? This season. So they're 0-4.
So they're 0-4 right now, so that's a fourth of the season.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, my God.
A fourth of the season has gone by.
Oh, my God, that's so crazy.
Which will bring us... close to our frauds or nods section.
Frauds or nods, which is a fun segment that we just have. Whoa, we can't wait to do it. Oh, man. Okay. So there's 12 games left. Let me pull up their schedule.
Well, in the meantime, I'll recap.
Yeah.
New York was routed by the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, in a 31-7 game where the Giants were 1 of 13 on third down. They had a total of they still have 315 yards.
Oh my God, dude, that's so crazy.
But they had 3 fumbles. 2 of which they lost. So let's take a moment and realize that in the last how many oh my God, how many times have the Giants turned it over in the last 4 games?
I recall, I heard 16.
16 times. That's an average of, yeah. 16 times, because we figured out it was an average of four.
But the game wasn't over at that point, and I don't know if they had any more turnovers. But yeah, it was like an average of 4 per game. But the first game they had 7, because yeah, I remember that. So hold on, they suck, man. Right now they suck so bad. But their next 3 games are Philly at New York, New York at Chicago.
Well, okay, Philly at New York. That might be a win.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, 12 games left. I don't give a shit what their schedule looks like. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark because it is Eli Manning, and when they get their shit together. They're probably going to, the next 12 games, I can see them going 6-6. I can see them going 500 for the next 12 games.
So 6-10.
Yeah, so they'll finish the season. Yeah, 6-10. Yeah.
Yeah, that's That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's still shitty. You know,
I'm just not Jacksonville.
But like I said, I just threw that out there.
Jacksonville's gonna win like one game.
Maybe, because they are the worst team.
Yeah,
you know, like
God, they have to play the Broncos this year. In Denver, and it's just like I'm like Peyton Manning's not gonna play the second half.
Nope, that second half is over with. Papa Bear, I'm done. Give me a John's pizza.
Papa John's pizza.
Oh snap!
But
yo, you know what's crazy though? Dallas is number one in that division, NFC East at 2-2.
2-2, Dallas is number one.
The Redskins and the Eagles are a game behind at 1-3.
Okay, as a long time, in my 28 years, I've loved the AFC West. As an AFC West fan, it is nice to have another division in football clearly be the worst division in football.
Easy,
because we are playing them this season, and we are owning them. The Chiefs are owning them. The Chargers are owning them.
Dude, that is so...
Yeah, because the Chargers beat them today, didn't they? Chargers beat Dallas today.
Did they?
Yeah, 30-21.
Yeah, wow. I'm trying to see this. Right now, looking at the schedule, looking at the standings in the division, the most competitive by the wins losses columns is the AFC East. There's the Bills and the Jets at 2-2, and then the Dolphins at 3-0, and the Patriots at 4-0. Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, the Dolphins play tomorrow against the Saints, which I'm thinking the Dolphins are going to take their first loss, but who knows?
Who dat say they're going to beat them Saints?
That is insane. I never would have... It's usually just like, you know, the Patriots far and away in that division. AFC West, though.
Hey, AFC West all tied up. That's Chiefs. Chiefs are 4-0. Chiefs are 4-0.
Yep.
Which... I think should bring us to frauds or nods.
Frauds or nods. Don't worry, I'll think of a cool theme song for that shit soon.
Soon.
Some sound
effects.
So
stay tuned.
Yeah.
So, okay, I figure
gotta
since...
Gotta keep you listening somehow.
I figure since it's a fourth of the way of the season, we can kind of say, you know, early favorites, if they're not turning out, or, you know, surprises that have come up.
Okay.
So, you know, if they're, we can label them a fraud, if they were, you know, heavily favored in the, you know, and we think they're just not doing well, or we can say, hey, you know, this is an unexpected guy, we're going to give him congratulations.
Frauds or nods?
Frauds or nods.
That's crazy, because the way I was thinking about it was like, you know, same thing. Tip my hat off to you. But... Like, you know, I'm going to go just segue all over this shit really slowly. Just, I'm getting there. You just wait. The Atlanta Falcons, it was a fucking great finish. But that's my fraud team right now.
The fraud.
Because on a podcast you haven't heard that you'll hear when, you know, we have to have some filler shit. I totally picked the Atlanta Falcons to run away in that division. And they are not running away in that division. They are a game better than the Bucks.
The winless Bucks.
Yeah.
When you put it like that.
Which is not... That's a total fraud, man. That's a total fraud. I'm really... It was bittersweet because I really love Matt Ryan as a quarterback. Like, you know, I and it's because... I saw him playing in Boston College, you know. I don't really follow college football, but I was following that shit because he was making noise and it was fun to watch. So that, having that, and then just like, you know, having them being like one of my picks, them and the Chiefs, you know, being like, yeah, these are the two teams that are going to do it this season. I'm like, damn. It was great to see them lose to the Patriots. Obviously, I want the home team to win. But at the same time, man, it's like, yo... What the fuck happened between last year and this year, other than re-signing Tony Gonzalez? Like, that was like the major difference. Like, is he gonna come back? Nobody knows, but everybody else is here. We're waiting. Same team is in place, you know. So fucking crazy.
So my my frauds. Well, I did pick Tampa Bay to be my kind of sleeper team.
Yeah.
Well, after seeing them play, I gotta renege on that. But I'm not gonna call them frauds because after about one game, I kind of decided that was you know a little premature on my part. I thought Josh Freeman wouldn't be benched by the fourth game.
Oh God, yeah.
But I'm gonna go with the defending Super Bowl champs. Ooh. I'm saying they're frauds.
Okay. Before you go into that. Ah, God, I hate that they won the fucking Super Bowl. I really do, because they're fucking frauds. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
But yeah. I think they're maybe gonna finish 8-8. I think all the like this, you know, oh, you know, Baltimore lost some people, but they're good. Man, they lost to the Bills.
Yeah.
They lost to the Bills, man.
And yeah, that shit is like, not good, dude.
You know, I know
that's not a good look.
I know the Bills are like all are building and like getting better, but yeah, it's still the Buffalo Bills, man. This isn't 1994 and they've been to 3 Super Bowls and lost.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it
it's
yeah, they're definitely, and again, it's like
I just don't think Baltimore's like an 8-8 team at best. They're gonna beat the bad teams sometimes, but you know when it comes to the you know when it comes to like actual competition.
Oh,
but let me talk about my big fraud.
Your big fraud.
My big fraud.
Your big fraud.
They're down south.
Down south.
They're in Texas, but they're not Dallas.
Dallas. Who was it?
The Houston Texans are absolute frauds.
And that is not only his fraud, that is also one of my frauds too, because I was totally like, yo, it is the Texans to lose, and they are fucking
17
losing.
17 unanswered points at home. You lose to Seattle. If you had won, people would be like, okay, Texas, you know, the Texans are for real. But no, the Texans are what they are, and they may win their division, but they ain't going to do crap in the playoffs.
Nope.
Because, like, you know, Adrian Foster still had a good day, and you still lost.
Still lost. Yeah, defenses aren't winning Super Bowls, man.
No.
You're not winning your games. You need a high fucking powered offense.
And Mashup's not going to do it for you, Texas. I'm sorry, Houston.
Yeah.
It's just, it's not going to happen because they're going to run into the Pats who are better than them. They're going to run into the Broncos who are better than them.
Which is crazy because two of their best players aren't on the team right now on both the Patriots offense and the Broncos defense.
Yeah.
Insane.
So it's just like they can get to the playoffs, sure, but what are you gonna do there? That's kind of how I feel about the Chiefs. They're 4-0 right now.
Oh yeah, the Chiefs are gonna make the playoffs.
The Chiefs are gonna make the playoffs, and I think they're a good team. But they got some giants in their way.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know.
But I'm so pumped. That's my sleeper team, and they're 4-0 right now. Good job, Big Black. Yes, I just talked to myself.
Hey man, and they've won. They've already won the award for most improved team.
Oh, easily, they've already won 100% more games than they won last year. There's no way.
100%.
There's no way anyone else can beat that. There's no way.
You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Good,
I'm happy
good
for
you guys.
See,
good for you guys.
Yeah, I'm happy for Casey because I would like to see the Broncos have a worthy rival.
Yes, because that'll be a great rivalry to. You know, that's fairly close.
Yeah, no, it's close, and both stadiums are hard to play in, and, you know.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just, you know, I think if, and, you know, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, the Raiders, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, you can badmouth the Raiders, but it's like picking on the slow kid in class.
Yeah.
You can do it, but it's you don't feel good about it. It's just like
if you want a cheap laugh, make fun of the Raiders. But
yeah.
It's like, yeah, come on, man. Anybody can do it. Leave the slow kid alone.
Yeah, it's like the kid, you know, he starts fires.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not quite right. He's not the kid with the mittens constantly pinned to his clothes.
No. Or the kid with the helmet.
Yeah.
But there's just something off with this kid.
Yeah, it's just, you know.
You really, really, really want to like him. but you can't.
No.
That's the Raiders, and the fans are the worst. Just period.
They lost today.
I don't give a shit. Tweet us at TMS Report. Fuck the Raiders and fuck the Raiders fans.
Yeah, I don't hate the Raiders. I really don't. I just hate their disgusting, unwashed, uneducated, loud, entitled, awful fan base.
Yep. And I don't care if you don't listen to this podcast, because this is not meant for Raiders fans. Because Raiders fans are the most delusional fans since, I don't know, since bread was invented. I don't fucking know. Jesus.
On that note, if you are a Raiders fan, you know, keep listening.
Yeah, keep listening, because we need all the shit talking we can get, you know. And I want to be proven wrong.
Yeah, RG3 looked good today.
Yeah,
against them, RG3 looked good today.
But again, yeah, it's the Raiders, so
yeah, it better look good against them. They were playing on a baseball diamond. You're a national football team. you can't afford. Oh God.
No, that's so weird to me.
Okay.
Man. Okay.
All right. Our nods.
Okay. God. You know, I'm going to nod the Patriots. As much as a homer move as that is, I really thought that they would be 2-2 right now. I really did. Or maybe even 1-3, depending on how that game went against the Bills went, because there's always a tough time when we go up there. But I'm going to nod my shit to the Pats, you know, with the murder shit going. Alleged murder. He's still in jail. So, you know, he's never going to play on that team again. So he's gone. You know, a few guys not signing back with the team, and then Gronkowski being out. And I'm just like, wow, they're against Atlanta. That was, you know, okay, the Bills, and then it was the Jets, and then it was Tampa Bay. Yeah. But okay. Again, the Falcons are 1-3, but they're much better than their record, you know what I mean? And that was a true test to me. Like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm nodding to the Patriots. The not homer nod that I'm going to nod to, Kansas City Chiefs, unless I'm a sleeper team. I'm fucking pumped. Andy Reid loves sucking quarterback dick. Alex Smith is like, hey, just think of my penis like it's a rib.
That's some of that sweet Kansas City barbecue.
and then there's the obvious where the fucking the Broncos, like, you just have to nod to excellence. You don't have to nod to any like overachievers or any, you just have to bow down to the excellence right now, because they are the best team in the fucking league, period.
My nod is going to be, to the Dolphins.
Ooh, nice one.
I'm gonna nod the Dolphins, because you know what? They're 3-0. They could, I don't think they will, but they could be 4-0. Yeah. I don't think their defense can stand up to the Saints offense. Or rather, I don't think the Miami offense can outscore Drew Brees.
Yeah.
That's because the Saints defense, let's face it, is pretty awful.
It is, but they do have their moments.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Drew, if you're throwing up 40, you know, 35 points, it's hard to score that much.
Yeah, they're both 3-1.
But I think, you know, the Dolphins, one of the most improved teams. Ryan Tannehill, I think, you know, give him a couple years, give him a couple more weapons.
Oh, absolutely.
I think he can, you know, and
he's clearly better than he was last year.
Oh yeah, and that's awesome.
Yes,
that's what you want to see, man. So you know, obviously. So I'm gonna go with the Dolphins as my nod. John, you took the Broncos out.
It doesn't matter. You can still agree with me. There's nothing wrong with agreeing.
52-20, and yeah, really that 20, it should be 13, because it was just like it was a garbage time touchdown and.
Garbage time.
And we watched the game together, and at one point I was like, you know what, I'm a little worried, and John just looked at me and was, why? You have Peyton Manning. And I was like, you're right. Once we hit those second half adjustments.
Yeah, because it was what, 14 to 12 or some shit like that?
Or, yeah, 14 to 13, I think.
Some shit like that, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and then it just blew open.
Yeah, blew the fuck open. And,
you know, just Denver is doing what it should be. They haven't been tested yet. They haven't really played a really good team yet.
Yeah.
And I don't think Baltimore is very good. Raiders aren't good.
No. Honestly,
the Giants weren't good, obviously. And Philly, I don't think is...
No, Philly's a joke.
You know,
with that fucking, look at this new offense. But
they're doing exactly what they should do, which is just shutting these teams down and just being like, no, we're the Denver Broncos, and we're not gonna take this from you.
We're not gonna take it. Oh shit! You know what? We talked all about the Steelers and completely forgot to mention that the game was in fucking London.
Lovely London.
Bloody hell, mate.
Bloody hell.
Whoa, mate. Australian.
You've got to bloke. Get it out a little more.
Bloke. Yeah.
So, the game was in London.
London.
Beautiful London, England.
London.
Which brings us to the question... Are we going to have a franchise over there? Are we going to have a franchise in London before we have a franchise in Los Angeles?
No. I think there will be an expanded NFL in London, or in England, I should say, in that, you know.
They tried the Euro football. It folded.
Not Euro football. English football. How many soccer teams are in England? You know what I mean? Like, you can create... I think there's enough fans for football because, that's like...
Do you think
it was Steelers fans that showed up to those games in London. Not and football fans, but it was Steelers fans. And I forget, who they played? Fuck. God damn it.
They lost to the... Minnesota. Lost to Minnesota.
So there were Steelers fans and Vikings fans there. And people that just like football. I think there are enough fans in England or London, England, excuse me, or fucking, I'll even say the whole UK. I think there are enough football fans there where you can just have like a 6-thing team, 3-on-3, just start something small because you have to start small. Everything starts small. You know, then it's like if it catches on, then you expand into the rest of Europe. But like
they're doing two games this season.
I didn't know it was two games. That's what I mean. It's like you gotta start small.
Jacksonville and the 49ers.
When is this?
It's next month.
Oh shit. Okay. So there's enough. If you got like a 3-16 like arena football type shit, you know, some small.
Yeah, but the NFL would want a franchise in London, don't you think?
That's what I'm saying. You can have the London whatevers in the fucking...
Yeah, but how would that work, like, logistically? I mean...
No, it would be its own separate entity, only in
No,
England.
But, like, nobody wants that.
But that's
you
the only...
That's you
the
be
only
part
way.
Of that, like...
That's the only way, in my opinion, that's the only way you can even fathom grabbing that bridge. You know what I'm saying? You have to do something localized and do it there, hopefully it gains traction... And
yeah, but you're not
going to
get...
The two. That's the only way, because you can't just do it like that right now. It's not going to work. Nobody in the NFL wants that other than, the people that want money. The players don't want that.
Roger Goodell wants that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they want it now, but the only logical way in my mind... $16 billion business.
Do you think there'll be some sort of expansion into London before there's a team in L.A.?
Absolutely not.
You think Jacksonville's moving to L.A.?
I don't know who's moving to L.A., but it's not... Logistically, having one team in London, it doesn't make sense.
No, because it's just like, how do you do the... Like, the games would be nightmares.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. That's why you would have to have,
Because they always schedule the bye week.
You'd have to have, like, NFL UK,
But you wouldn't get the top-tier players, because it's not the Premier League.
It wouldn't matter, though. You have to start something small. I watched a documentary. Robert Kraft is doing that exact thing in Israel, because he's a Jew. Not that it's a bad thing.
Nobody said it was.
Well, no. It's just like, that guy over there was just looking at me all funny. All
right.
Yeah. What do you mean there's nobody else in the room? But no, he's starting like football shit in Israel, and he's starting with the youth. Like there's this, he's got it all the way from like kids to adults playing American football in Israel. They're like legit teams forming up, and they're, I think the expansion, he said it was like, they were like 130% year after year for the growth. And I'm like, that's how you have to do it. You have to start really fucking small. You know, that's another outlet. That's like these Samoans, you know.
Dude. The biggest export is football players.
It is. You know, it's just like, you know, you can, that's another option, dude. Like, it's, you have to start locally. You have to. There's no other option. And I get the NFL wants to flex its muscle, but that's the, it's across the pond, you know what I mean? Like, you can't do it.
Because the, let's, I mean, as much as
soccer's trying to do that.
Yeah, soccer's trying to, soccer's been trying to do that for 30 years.
You can't do it.
But I mean, like, the NBA's doing it.
But the NBA, basketball has been around much longer than football as we know it today. You know what I mean? People have always, basketball, football's been around for a long time, but basketball took on world globally a lot sooner than football. Football's still not a global game. It's primarily,
no, it's primarily an American. It's an American
game. You know, in Canada, I guess.
Kinda.
Wow, this just totally veered off of like sports.
All right, well, so we got into the politics of sports.
Yeah, the politics of sports. Not, I meant to say the games themselves.
Yeah, but that's what the London Games is about. It's about politics, the politics of the NFL.
Yeah,
and it's just like, how is this league going to expand, and also when is LA going to get a team? Because you keep having these fucking games in London. LA doesn't have a team. They used to have two.
Yeah, no. fucking NFL.
And it's the second largest market in America. By a wide margin.
Yeah. I know, they, dude, you don't think they want a team in LA, man?
But it's just like,
you don't think they want that shit to happen desperately? That's so much money. It's so good.
Alright, final thoughts on this week. I guess picks for tomorrow night.
I'm going to have to go with the Saints. Obviously, you said the Saints, too. Only because the Dolphins, in my eyes, are still the Dolphins. I haven't seen a single one of their games. I've seen highlights. And they look a lot better than they did last year. But again, it's like,
they beat Dallas, Jacksonville, and Houston.
See, Houston again, man. Houston, man. That's
fraud,
man.
I'm sorry. That was the preseason. I'm sorry.
Oh.
They beat Cleveland, Indianapolis.
Oh, shit. That's a...
And they beat... they beat Atlanta.
Oh, my God. The fucking Falcons. That's... Okay. That's legit. Is it... are the Dolphins at New Orleans?
Yeah, they're at New Orleans.
Okay. It's going to be a tough one, man. I think New Orleans takes the victory.
Yeah, I think so,
I'm just going to ride with tradition.
I just don't think Ryan Tannehill can outscore Drew Brees.
Yes, I'm riding with tradition, taking the fucking, the historically better team.
But I think
recently,
I think the Dolphins could easily go to like 9-7, 10-6. The Dolphins are going to do like that.
Just fine, especially in the division with Geno Smith and...
Oh yeah, man!
And, fucking,
they play Carolina. Guy? They play Tampa Bay.
Emmanuel.
Yeah, EJ Emmanuel.
Those guys turn the ball over a lot. Those rookies.
But all right, well, I guess Elliot's not here, so we're not gonna do baseball, man. Yeah,
fuck baseball. Although there are
hey, Red Sox, you got something nice to say.
Yeah, the Red Sox clinched a long time ago.
Yeah.
Catch up! That's it. That's all I gotta say because...
That's it.
You know how many Red Sox games I watched this season? Zero! But I got me a t-shirt. And I'm gonna wear the shit out of it. Oh, they lost today to the Orioles.
Oh, well, that matters. probably matters to the Orioles, but...
Holy shit, 97 wins? That is nuts.
On behalf of Big Black, Elliot, and myself.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Follow us on Twitter @TMSReport.
Bye.